Change in COVID rules. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The FDA considering a simplified approach to COVID vaccines.
The Food and Drug Administration is proposing to move forward with a recommendation that people get one COVID shot every year, kind of like how we're told to get a flu shot each fall. This proposal was revealed in briefing documents ahead of an FDA advisory committee meeting Thursday. This would rely then on an updated COVID vaccine each year that attempts to match the circulating strain at the time. This, they hope, might simplify things if people only need one shot, though the panel would consider recommending two doses for seniors, immunocompromised folks, and children. If they approve this, it would likely mean the new bivalent boosters would be the go-to vaccines rather than the original one. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The report that former White House COVID coordinator Jeff Zients could become the next White House chief of staff, as current chief of staff Ron Klain is reportedly set to leave the administration in the coming weeks. The motive still not known in Saturday's mass shooting at a dance hall in Southern California that killed 11 people and wounded 9. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna says police are learning more about the suspect, who Can Tran.
He has a limited criminal history with an arrest in 1990 for an unlawful possession of a firearm.
Tran died of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound after police say he attempted to attack on another dance hall. At least 7 people were fatally shot in a farm area of Northern California today, and police say the suspect has turned himself in. California State Senator Josh Becker, who represents the area of Half Moon Bay, says there were 2 separate shootings in the outskirts of the town. Attorneys for the man who authorities say was beaten by Memphis police officers and died later at a hospital say Tyree Nichols was beaten for 3 minutes. They were shown police body cam video of the altercation today. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
The U.S. is joining the U.K. and Europe in hitting Iran with even more sanctions.
The West has been united in condemnation of Iran's response to protests after the death of a young woman in morality police custody last September. Now, Washington is putting financial restrictions on a handful of senior officials and the economic wing of Iran's Revolutionary Guards. It follows the UK and EU in sanctioning people they hold responsible for the brutal crackdown on protests, including judges who issued death penalties and state-sponsored heavies who beat protesters in the street. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Italian police have arrested a man whose identity was used by a convicted mafia boss who became the country's number one fugitive during his 30 years on the run. Police say Andrea Bonafede was paid 20,000 euros from the mob boss to buy a house that was used as a hideout. Another big tech company announces layoffs.
Spotify says it will cut 6% of its global workforce because it needs to reduce costs. The music streaming company based in Sweden says the job cuts are difficult but necessary. The 6% reduction translates to about 588 employees. The company admits it was too ambitious investing in itself. Spotify more than tripled its workforce in recent years and has been expanding into new markets. It's signed a $100 million multi-year deal with podcaster Joe Rogan last year. Ginny Cosolda, Fox News.
A new study suggests gel manicures could pose a health risk. The study looked at UV nail polish drying machines typically used for gel manicures and other nail polish that has to cure. Researchers at the University of California, San Diego found that even one session under the lamp's UV light causes cell death, and chronic use was especially damaging, bringing cancer-causing mutations. But the researchers say more long-term observations needed. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and 4-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.